praise the Lord, everybody. Can we stand this morning? Hallelujah. How many's come to magnify the name of Jesus in the house today? Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands, our hearts, our voices right now. Let's worship Him. Jesus, we worship You. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
We are here to
this morning. Jesus, You deserve the worship and praise.
Jesus' name, can we give that up to our God one more time? God, we worship You, God. God, You're so good. God, You're worthy of all glory, God. All honor, all praise, it belongs to You, God. No one else but You deserves the glory. Come on, can we open our hearts? Can we open up our mouths? God, You're so good. God, You're worthy, God. God, there's no one else like You, God. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's good to see everyone on daylight savings time. I know to some of us it's 11 o'clock still. We're still maybe in the sleep mode and in coffee mode, but it's good to be in a house of God. It's good to be here and to worship and praise the name of our Lord in Jesus' name. And we're just going to get right into the word. We're going to go into 1 John 4, 1 through 4. 1 John 4, 1 through 4. And it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And to hereby know ye the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And three, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. And for, this is the verse I want to focus on today. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so, as we all know, this is a common verse, verse 4. As we always know, it's very common, but I believe it's one of the most important scriptures for us as apostolic Pentecostals to embrace into our lives. And I believe when we embrace this, we are unstoppable. Nothing can touch us. Nothing can stop us. And so I'm just here to remind everyone here that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in you that it is in the world. I want us to pray and just ask God to open up our hearts and open up our minds. God, we come to you today. God, open our hearts, open our mind, open up our understanding. Oh, God, give us wisdom and knowledge through your word. God, assure someone that you are with them always. God, assure someone today, right now, that you are with them. Oh, God, I'm here, oh, God, not by my power, but by your spirit, oh, God. Speak through me. God, I'm just a vessel. God, speak through me and speak to your people. And for this, we give you all glory, all honor, and all praise. It all belongs to you. I wonder one more time if we could just clap our hands and give God glory. Hallelujah. So before you're seated, tell somebody, greater is he in you. Greater is he in you. You may be seated in Jesus' name. I just want to open up. I know some of you know my wife has she just kind of changed her lifestyle. We like to talk a lot about how our bodies react to certain foods and how there's wonders in our bodies. And I was looking at other wonders in our bodies, and it's amazing what our bodies can do. And I was looking at our brains, and I was looking at some facts, and it says the number of synapses and cells in our brains has been compared to the number of stars in the universe. And messages travel along nerves at up to 200 miles per hour. And I was also looking at there are more than 100,000 miles of blood vessels in our bodies, 100,000 miles. And I also was looking at that when you are awake, when we're awake, like how we are right now, our bodies produce enough electricity to light a small light bulb. How awesome is that? And as I was looking at all these wonders in our bodies, I was thinking the greatest wonder in our body is that to those that have been redeemed by the power and the blood of the Lamb, that he is living inside of us. That is the greatest wonder. I don't know if anybody believed that, but that is the greatest wonder. And I'm so thankful for the power to overcome sin, the power that we are saved and we are free and we are victorious. And so during this lesson, we're going to focus on the books of John 1, 2, and 3. And all throughout these books, John was warning the church of false teachers and teachings about salvation. And he highly and really encouraged the people to pursue and live a life in Christ and reminded them that God dwells in them. And as I was reading this and I was going back to other passages in the Bibles, and I was looking back at all the times God reminded his people that he was with them, all the way from the Old Testament to the New Testament. He reminded his people that he was with them. And as I looked back at this, I realized that the enemy has always tried to come against the church and to come against his people. We are the church. And as I was reading how God always reminded his people and how the enemy always attacked, in my mind, it was just like, but little does the enemy know who he's messing with. The church will never go down. The church will always stand for truth. The church will always stand for righteousness. And I was thinking about the scripture that Peter said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Again, I'm coming to tell you guys that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. In Jesus' name. And so we're just going to take a journey through the books of John. And I'm going to just talk about some of the things that John reminded us to do. And as John wrote, he reminded us that we must walk in the light. We must walk in the light, and we need the Holy Spirit to do this. I want to go to 1 John 1-7, and it says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light and have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin." And then I want to go to Psalms 27:1-5, and it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident." In verse 4, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty in the Lord and to inquire in his temple." And 5, "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock." And as I was reading the scripture, we're in a world that is just so dark. It's so evil. And it blows my mind, the things that people come up with these days and the things and the attacks and just the evilness that is out there. And I feel like lately there's just been such an attack on children and babies and all these things that are getting children and children to do things to their bodies that are just horrible. But as I was reading this and thinking about this, I was reading these scriptures and realizing that God will always take care of his people. We just have to realize that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so I'm just here to tell everybody that you are an important part of the body. We all have gifts and we all have talents to use for the kingdom. And I'm so thankful for our forefathers, how they stood on this word and stood for the truth and all the work that they did for the kingdom, and how they never stopped because they believed that God was with them. And so to the person that deals with their past or deals with any kind of anxiety or rejection and are afraid to walk in their gift, I'm talking to you. You are needed more than ever before. To the person that deals with fear and the person that deals with, "Oh, I can't do this," your gift and your calling is needed more than ever before. And to the person that's lost, God is calling you back to a special place in him. And so God, I feel like God is calling his people to arise and go forth and walk into what he has called us to do. Anybody believe that tonight? Come on, anybody believe that tonight? Come on, I'm here to tell somebody to arise and go forth and walk into what he has called you to do. John also reminded us that we have power and we have authority. I'm talking to the young people, I'm talking to adults, that we have power and we have authority. Scripture, 1 John 5-4, it says, "Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." And Acts 1:8 says, But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And so as I was reading this, I was like, man, we have something that's so powerful. We have something that's so, it is a wonder. And I'm just so thankful for the power that we have. And we're not given this power just to sit around and wait for something to happen. We're not given this power just to talk about it, but we're given this power to reach the lost, to do something for the kingdom, to a purpose to live. And so I'm thankful for that. He's given us power to walk in authority. I'm thankful for he's given us power to speak with authority, because no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Come on, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. If God be for you, who can be against you? Come on, if God be for you, who can be against him? Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord strong and mighty. So church, when we embrace the power and the authority that God has given us, nothing is impossible. Nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop this church. This church will always stand. Nothing can come against us. Nothing can come against you. If you believe that, I want you to just give God praise right now. Come on, can we give God praise? Hallelujah. Church, Jesus' name. And John also reminded us to walk in the truth. 2 John 1, 1 through 2 says, the elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. And so how do we walk in the truth? I think we all know how to walk in the truth, but I just have a couple, three ways that I feel are important to walk in the truth. First, we must deny ourselves. We must deny ourselves. In Luke 9, 23, it says, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And it's so important for us to decrease so God can increase in our life. Amen. And so God can, so we can be led by his spirit. And that's first. So second, we need to study the Word of God. We need to get into the Word of God. And this is common. 2 Timothy 2 and 15, and it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so it's important that we get into the Word of God. We dig deep and we dive deep into the Word of God. I'm a person that I love to listen to messages. I love to listen to preaching almost as much as music. And although that is really good, it's helpful, but sometimes we just need to get into the Word for ourselves. Amen. We need to get into the Word and study and get into it for ourselves. And I'm not denying that that doesn't help. I've gotten revelations. I've gotten help. I've gotten a lot of good things from it. But there's something that comes when you study the Word for yourself. And so we have to get into the Word. Third, we have to live a life of holiness. 2 Corinthians 7 and 1 says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And I don't know about you, but my prayer is to live a life of holiness, and I desire to live a life of holiness because our God is holy, our God is righteous, and I desire to walk in the truth and in him because the truth sets us free. The truth washes us. Amen. The truth cleanses us. Does anybody still believe the truth can still do that? Come on, I wonder if I have a couple more believers that believe the truth can set you free. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. John also reminded us to walk in love. And this is a big thing, and a lot of, we've been discussing this a lot lately, is to walk in love. And I want to go to 2 John 1 and 6. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment that, as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. And 1 John 4, 7, and 8 says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And so God instructs us. We hear this all the time. God instructs us to love our neighbors as well as our enemies. And with this love, I can't help to think of the love and the grace and mercy that our God has shown towards us when we don't deserve it. And I was also thinking how sometimes people say things and do things that hurt, that are not nice, that are mean. And naturally, like Pastor said, your flesh wants to come up and be like, hey, they don't know me. They don't know me. But then that's when your spirit comes up and says, hey, greater is he that is in you than he that is the world. And God will tell you, hey, I got this. It's under control. Let me take care of this situation. And so I'm here again to remind you that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I'm so thankful for a God that defends us. He's always defending us. He's always got our back. John, let's go to the next scripture. John also reminded us to act faithfully. He reminded us to act faithfully. In 3 John 1 and 11, it says, beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God takes discipline. And so a lot of things in this walk, we have to be disciplined. We have to be persistent. It's a constant reminder. It's a constant tell a voice in us that's telling you can do this. Keep going. Keep doing this. Keep doing this. Keep going. Keep doing it. You got it. Keep going. You keep going. It's a constant reminder. And so, but I just want to just tell you to keep in His word, be faithful to His word. God will never let down on His promises. He will always fulfill His promises to His church. And as I was studying this, I was like, just think if the church would fully embrace acting faithfully, how would the church be? How would the church be if we fully acted faithfully? How would the church be? Where would the church be today? Would we be the same type of people? How would it be as a church as a whole, worldwide? And so John also reminded us to act faithfully in Jesus' name. And so how do we let God reign in our lives? There are many ways, but there's three ways I feel are important. First of all, we need to be baptized in Jesus' name and need the Holy Ghost. That's first. And the second, we need to deny ourselves. We need to deny ourselves, surrender, and we need to submit to His will. And after that, we need to let God take control. We need to let God take control. And after that, we need to realize the power and authority that we have. Amen? Amen. I got a couple of amens. Amen. Do we have a witness in here? In Jesus' name. I remember a story when I was in... not a story, but a situation that happened with me. I was in seventh grade, and I was in junior high, and I was waiting for the school bus. So I took the bus to school, which I absolutely hated. Anybody else take the bus to school? No? Yeah? Okay. So I absolutely hated. Kids were bad. I came from a neighborhood that wasn't the best. It was just filled with gangs and violence and drugs and just all kinds of filthiness. And so I felt like my house in the area I was in was just like an oasis from everything that was surrounding us. And I truly believe it was because of the prayers of my parents. But we were waiting. It was around wintertime, and we were waiting in an apartment complex because it was warm. We were waiting for the school bus. And usually when the school bus came, it would pull up, and we would just run right out. And it was a certain day where there was just a lot of just activity going on early in the morning, and we were it was about seven or eight of us kids that were waiting for the school bus, so we didn't know what was going on, and we were looking outside, and we saw these two guys kind of had a conversation, and it led to what seemed like an argument, and eventually we saw one of the guys literally just take out a gun and shoot him execution style. And so as a seventh grader, we watch someone just get murdered right in front of our faces. And so with this, I dealt with a lot of confusion, and I dealt with a lot of fear and anxiety just to live. And I had to go to, all of us, we had to go through professional counseling because it was such a traumatic event. And it was very hard to deal with. It was very hard. I went through a time where, like I said, it's just fear and anxiety. And just I just didn't know what to do. And I had all these feelings, and I thought I can just cope with it. And it wasn't doing anything good to me spiritually. And I remember I couldn't put a lid on it. I just couldn't do it anymore. And I remember I was praying at the altar, and I remember exact location and when it happened, and I was praying at the altar, and I remember I heard, it was the enemy's voice was so loud, and the enemy was in my head, and he was like, what do you think you're doing? You can't do this. You're not worthy. You've experienced this. This is going to happen to you. You know, this is, you're not, you know, it's just all of these negative voices were in my head, and I remember that was just a breaking point. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. And I remember it was a Sunday night service, and I reached out. It was just a Holy Ghost service, and I reached out to, and my grandmother was there. My grandmother, she was just a praying, powerful woman. Thank God for praying mothers and praying grandmothers. And I remember I reached out, and I told her, I was like, I'm dealing with all these feelings. I'm dealing with this because of this situation. I'm dealing with this. And I remember as she prayed, I could immediately feel that all of the fear, all of the doubt, all of that anxiety, all of those feelings were immediately lifted. And I just remember, I was reminded that greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And so I want to just remind you here today again that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can hinder you. Come on, nothing can hinder you. Nothing can hurt you. Nothing can cause you to stray away, because greater is He that is in you. And I want to right now, if we can just stand, and I wonder if we can just accept God, and just accept that God is greater in our lives. Can we do that? God, you're great in our lives. God, nothing can stop us, because greater are you in our lives than the what's in the world. God, we lift you high, oh God. God, we lift you high. God, we exalt your holy name. Oh God, with you, nothing is impossible. God, with you, we are victorious, God. God, with you, oh God, we are strong, God. God, with you, oh God, we are powerful, God. God, with you, we can overcome sin and the forces of this world. Come on, someone here needs to realize what you have. You have power from on high. Come on, release that in your spirit right now. In Jesus' name, come on, let's not stop. Come on, let's just change the atmosphere right now. God wants to make something new in your life. Come on, God wants to make you realize that He is greater in every situation. Come on, in every circumstance, God is greater. I don't care what you're going through, God is greater. I don't care what you faced yesterday, but God is greater. Come on, can we lift that up right now? God, you are great, God. God, you are good, God. God, we lift you high. Come on, let's not stop here. I feel a spirit of prayer come across the sanctuary. Come on, can we continue and linger in this prayer right now? Come on, let's open our hearts, open our minds, oh God. God, I speak your love, God. I speak your faith, oh God, in this sanctuary. God, I speak a breakthrough, oh God. Oh God, to those that need you right now, God. Oh God, your spirit, oh God, let it flow, oh God. Let it sweep through this sanctuary, oh God. Come on, let's linger a little bit longer. I feel God shifting and moving in this place. God, you're good, God. In Jesus' name, as I was praying, I just want to share with you what I saw. As I was just praying, I saw people grasping onto the sword of the Spirit and fighting with the word and the sword of the Spirit. They've stopped fighting naturally, but they picked up the sword of the Spirit and fought with that. And so I wonder, I don't know who it was, I don't know who it needs to be, but I wonder if we can just pray with authority right now. Can we do that? Come on, let's switch this prayer to authority. God, we take authority over every prince and power of this earth. Come on, let's take authority, okay? God has given you power and authority. Come on, God has given you power and authority. He's given you the whole armor of God. He's given you the whole armor to use. Come on, let's speak with authority. Let's pray with authority. God has given you power. Come on, He's given you power and authority. Come on, let's use it right now, God. Oh God, I come against all anxiety, depression, oh God. Oh God, every thought, oh God, that's not like you, God. Anything that's coming against this church, our family, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Come on, I wonder if we can just plead the blood of Jesus over our lives. Plead the blood of Jesus over our homes, over this church. Come on, let's continue. Let's pray with authority. Come on. Come on, God does not give you the spirit of fear, but a power and a sound mind. Come on, Moshiach, I'm Mokotoya, Yataya, I'm Moshoyo. I wonder if we could just linger in this. Let's just continue a little prayer a little bit longer. God's moving, God. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And so from this day forward, I want you to realize that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. One more time, can we give God glory and honor and praise? Bit more time, a little bit of break. Let's come ready. I'm expecting something great for a 1 p.m. service. I'm expecting God to move mighty. I just feel a change already. And so I'm excited for what God is going to do. Let's come ready. Let's come ready to praise the Lord in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.